Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Witches of Pendle, The Ghost Hunter Chronicles, Book 3, written by Yvette Fielding and read by Barnaby Edwards. The little farmhouse stood abandoned in the middle of the countryside. It was obvious that no one had lived there for some time. The windows were grimy and cracked, and a square piece of splintered wood lay on the ground near the weathered front door. It was a sign, its black letters faded and the words Malkin's Cottage just visible. An ancient twisted oak tree tapped its long bony fingers against the dark glass. Tap, tap, tap. The sound was ominous in the December bleakness. It was a small house, one story. Originally, the building had been just one room, the occupants of old sleeping and eating together. Over the years, people had come and gone, building in an extra room here and there, trying to live a happy existence in the place. But for some strange reason, no one had ever managed to stay for very long. The locals said the place was cursed, haunted even, by the ghosts of a family. Now the snow was coming down thick and fast. Big powdery blobs slowly twisted and tumbled towards the muddy ground. The little cottage and the land it sat on were starting to look pretty. Along the dirt track leading up to the cottage, a four-wheel drive rumbled slowly to a stop. Its doors opened, and excited voices broke the wintry silence.
"Oh, look, Steve, doesn't it look perfect?"
A woman with blonde hair pulled back into a ponytail clapped her hands together, her face lighting up like a Christmas tree. She opened the back door of the car and helped a young boy climb out. He was about 7 years old and looked just like his mum. He'd obviously been asleep in the car as his hair stuck up at odd angles. He rubbed his eyes and stared at the house, his new home.
"Well, we knew it needed some work, but you know what, Moll? I reckon we'll have it looking lovely for Christmas."
Steve was a big man, tall and muscular. He smiled over at his wife and son.
"What do you think, Jamie? Just look at the size of your new garden. Come on, let's go and explore."
Steve and Jamie ran together towards the cottage, while Molly brought some bags and a box with food provisions inside. The rest of the day was spent cleaning and unpacking. The removal van arrived some hours later, bringing the furniture and the young family's treasured possessions. And at the end of a long, exhausting day, the family settled down for their first night's sleep in their new home.